Pop Chasers. Happy October 22nd. It is Friday, and I'm Allison, the host of Pop Chaser, a daily pop culture podcast brought to you by The Dip. Every day, we will go through the biggest headlines in entertainment together. So we have a lot to get into before the weekend, but I am thinking about something today that I just wanted to share. And I know it's very annoying to hear people talk about their workouts, but I do just want to, I do want to say, I know I've talked about it on this podcast before, I'm a big Peloton rider. I ride every morning and I spend a lot of time with these instructors via the bike. And so sometimes I get into ruts where I only ride with one person for like 2 weeks straight. Most recently that's been with Jen Sherman, but most of the time I'm only riding with Cody, or I only ride with Bradley, or I only ride with Robin, or I only ride with Allie. You get where I'm going with this. I took my first class with Peloton's new cycling instructor, Camila Ramon, and I just want to say to anyone who is a Peloton rider, she is incredible. I love her. I enjoyed her ride so much. I took a 30-minute pop ride with her yesterday morning. She was wearing a hot pink, like one-shoulder sports bra with purple shorts. I really recommend her. I kind of get, in terms of like energy, a couple of my friends were saying like, well, what's her vibe? I thought it was very hard. She's a lot of out of the saddle work. So if you're a climber, then you'll love it. I got some like, in terms of like conversational style, I got Robin vibes from her, and I love Robin. So that's why I think it works so well. But I do just want to give that little PSA, because I do think that we all have our favorites, but it's sometimes nice to step outside the box, you know, and this is me just alerting the Peloton family that, you know, together we go far, and let's maybe go far with Camila. So I just had to say that before we get into the headlines of the day. But yes, love Camila. Welcome to the Peloton fam. Happy she's here. And I'll probably spend the next like 7 hours reading all about her on Reddit, because my favorite Reddit forum is One Peloton. Anyway, let's talk about the biggest news stories going into the weekend. First things first, we gotta congratulate a special housewife on her special day. So earlier this week, I read a blind item about how a housewife was going to be wearing something sparkly on her finger soon. And sure enough, it happened. It is one Teresa Giudice, And she is married to, she is engaged to Louis Ruelas. We all know Louis from the show. He reportedly popped the question during their vacation in Greece, hired a violinist, set up some candles, sparklers, and Just Jared calls it an epic proposal. And Tina Manzo and her husband Dave were there to celebrate. So we got to kind of appreciate that that friendship is still existent. But this is obviously kind of like an interesting news story, because I do think people are very skeptical of Louis. He has been reportedly called a player. I just think that he is not necessarily the most popular house husband, if you will, in the Real Housewives cities. So yeah, I mean, I hope Teresa is happy, but I think people are skeptical. I'm just reading, somebody on Reddit says, this man is just a Brooks Ayers type in a different, better looking wrapping, and he is going to ruin Teresa's life. Karma is a bitch, and she ain't going to namaste away from Teresa Giudice. So that's rough, but hopefully that doesn't happen, and I hope that they live a very happy life. I hope the girls are okay. I hope they're happy with it. And yeah, I mean, this is certainly closing the chapter on Juicy Joe. And I think that good riddance, it's about time. It's certainly about time. But yeah, I just had to share that because it's a bit of a follow-up to something we talked about earlier this week. Now let's move on to some You news that I think is pretty incredible. So some Eagle Eye fans caught on in season three, I don't know if you guys noticed it, but there's a lot of texting that happens in season three. And it is usually corresponds to like a little pop-up text on screen with an image of the person who is messaging them. And when I was watching the show, I could not wrap my head around First of all, exchanging phone numbers as an adult is traumatizing. I don't know how to do it. Like, and I'm not talking about like dating or anything like that. I almost feel like that's way less awkward because that's just a means to an end, right? But when you're like, oh, I kind of want this person to be my friend in real life. How do I get their number so we can like text? It's uncomfortable. And look, I'm going to put myself on blast right now. You guys all know Sam Bush. She was telling me something about something that's happening this weekend. And I was like, oh, you've got to send me / text me updates. We don't have each other's phone number, but I was like, oh, I'm going to say the word text and then we'll exchange numbers. We haven't done that yet. So we're going to just talk on Slack for the rest of time at this point. We've only worked together for months and months and months. But if she hears this, Sam, we can maybe exchange numbers. I don't know. We don't have to. See, this is why it's so uncomfortable, you guys. It's awkward because unless you like exchange numbers with this person because it was your first cell phone, it's just a weird like, oh, wait, let me grab your number. But you don't want to come off too desperate. Like I have friends. I don't need your number, but like I would like your number. Am I overthinking? Okay. I got totally off topic. On You, they never show anybody. Well, no TV show ever shows anybody getting the number of the person that they're texting, which is unrealistic. But especially on You, because Love has a phone number or has Theo's phone number. And the photo that she has of him is such a personal image for somebody who's trying to hide like an emotional affair. And so if you are still watching you, this is not a spoiler, but just like look at the images that people have for contact photos, because it really is hilarious to think that like not only did they ask for their phone number, but they also were like, oh, by the way, like, can you send me a headshot of you hiking the Appalachian Trail so I can add it to your contact image? But there is an Eagle Eye fan who spotted a filming flaw, if you will, in season 3 that has to do with the contact images. In one scene, Love is texting Joe. And when I tell you that the photo that pops up of Joe is not Joe, it is so funny. It's a man who looks nothing like him. And then at the same time, exactly like him. We don't have an explanation of what happened here. It might've just been like a placeholder, but keep your eyes peeled and don't sleep on these photos because something suspicious is happening. Joe is not who we think he is. At least Love is not texting the Joe that she thinks she's texting. Okay. Moving on to the next bit of news. So Sex and the City is still filming the reboot and just like that. And I mean, God bless them because it's only October 21st and the show comes out in December. But I'm concerned. I'm very concerned. There is new set photos that we all need to prepare ourselves for. So we have spoken about Big and how he is seemingly alive or at least filming all around the world, New York, Paris. As I mentioned before earlier in an episode of Pop Chaser, I think he's wearing a funeral suit. So I'm putting my money on he's dead. Also, there's the whole apartment up for sale thing. But in photos taken on Wednesday night, October 20th, so just a couple days ago, Sarah Jessica Parker's character was seen kissing John Tenney, who's an actor. He was in Scandal. If you guys saw, I mean, who didn't see Scandal? It was amazing. We don't know what his role is in the show, but we do know that he is kissing Carrie. And I don't know why he's kissing Carrie. And I also don't know why she's not kissing Big or at least Aiden or honestly, like anybody else. But I don't know who this man is. And I want someone to come pick him up from set. Somebody's got to come pick this guy up because I cannot have a whole new person that I now have to worry about. I can't. And I am concerned. It does look intimate, it's like on the streets of New York, perhaps after a date. Carrie is wearing her wedding ring, though. And that, to me, feels like a Carrie thing that she would do after Big died. I don't think, like, she's somebody who would absolutely wear her wedding ring post funeral. So I don't know, you guys, I'm stressing out about this. We don't know who John Tenney's playing. And it also makes me think that we don't know that because we don't want to know. And that might be the hard truth. I don't know how they're going to get this show ready in time, but at least we only have to wait until December. I am concerned, though. I am shocked. I am concerned. I am shaken, rattled to my core. But we'll be okay, you guys. We'll be okay. Okay, the last bit of news that I just wanted to share is that Adele, our national treasure, Adele, we are waiting for your album. She has informed us that her proudest possession is a piece of Celine Dion's used chewing gum. So, yeah, that happened. She has, in her 73 questions with Adele on Vogue, she displayed the gum. It's a framed piece of gum with Celine Dion's autograph and a few dollar signs, which is truly like, so my parents always raised me to have a backup plan. They said, follow your dreams, but you always want to have a backup plan. My backup plan was my backup plan is to open a nail art shop. Like, what's that called? Like a nail salon, but one that does like art. But now I think after watching you, I want to open a bakery, but don't worry about that. You guys, these are all my third and fourth acts of life. But I also, my backup was taking Spanish in college and getting a degree in it. And now I never use it. So that was a good backup plan too. Thought maybe I could teach Spanish at one point. And then I realized you need a degree in education as well. Anyway, creative writing is a lucrative business. That's what I will just keep telling myself. I think it's good that Adele, we don't know where this music thing is going to go for her. You know, she is an up and coming artist. She is somebody who, like, the ball could drop, you know, she's just waiting for that call that the people are saying, you're just not going to make it. I think that's what she's waiting for. So for her to have this piece of gum framed, immortalized, it's a good move because we can't have Adele suddenly not have an income, a source of income. It's not like she doesn't have like millions of records sold where like the royalties are just, you know, getting cut in a check left and right. This is a lucrative business. This is what they call passive income, having a piece of gum. So we all need to have a prized possession, and it even helps more if that prized possession is worth money. For me, my prized possession is I have John Medesian, aka Dorinda Medley's ex-boyfriend's business card for his cleaners, his luxury cleaners. So I have that in my home, in the same folder that I have my passport, my birth certificate, my social security card, because I know important documents need to be kept together. And I know that, you know, if times are rough and I need to go to like the Pawn Star guys, I'll bring that business card in and I'll hopefully make a pretty buck off of it. And I think that that's responsible of Adele. And, you know, she has a child that she needs to look out for. And I honestly would guess that a Celine Dion used piece of gum is worth a ton of money. Like, I'm not a betting woman, but I'm going to say it's at least worth $10,000. I don't know. Didn't like a used napkin by Harry Styles go for like way too much money? Well, I mean, too much is a subjective term, I guess, but I am just proud of Adele for thinking, you know, one step ahead of us all. And again, look around your home. What is it that you have that you can use as a passive income if times get rough? So just think about that. Okay, you guys, in terms of the wreck of the weekend, I'm most excited about Succession. So I have I'm about halfway through the first episode. I was out of town this past weekend, so I need to like really sit down and watch. I'm going to start from the beginning of season three, and then I'm going to dive into episode two when it premieres on Sunday. You guys, I love this show so much. And I have to say, when I was watching the episodes, I was like, I don't want them to end. And it's so hard because I'm so used to watching things in like Netflix format. So to get back into the week to week mentality of a show that is just so binge worthy, it's going to be very difficult. But Succession is definitely on my radar. I'm also going to try to convince my parents to watch it because they have tried multiple times and they just said that they can't, quote, get into it. And I would like to say these are the people who watch Billions and Shameless and like all of those Showtime and Starz shows where it's usually about like very, well, I guess Shameless isn't, but about like the mega rich people who are just like kind of horrible, but you still can't stop watching them. So they put like, they watched Damages from beginning, middle, and end. So I do feel like I can hook them. But for all of you who watch Succession, you know, the first two episodes sucked. And the third episode is when it like finally starts to get good. It is a masterclass in how to course correct while airing a TV show. So I will say, I understand why they haven't been hooked yet, but I'm going to just force it on them. I'm going to just force it on them. Just like they'll force Gold Rush on me because they also love the show Gold Rush. So that is my weekend plan. I hope everybody indulges in some type of a rich person show because they're just so damn fun to watch. And until next week, I will be back on Tuesday with a whole new episode of Pop Chaser. We have a new episode of TV Watch Repeat on Monday. It's a good one, you guys. Girlfriend's Guide to Divorce, which is Bravo's first scripted TV show. And you know what? It lasted actually like 4 seasons. And I think Bravo is now like, you know what? I think we're good. We're good. We don't need to do this anymore. But Kate and I loved it. So listen to that on the TV Watch Repeat feed on Monday. And then on Tuesday, come back here and we'll have whole new slew of things to discuss, I am sure. And maybe we'll be joined by some special guests next week too. You never know. Until then, please check us out on thedip.com. Use the promo code POPCHASER for 50% off your annual subscription. And I hope everyone has a fantastic weekend. And cheers!